It's Wednesday, April 12th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The Islamic State terror group executed over 140 civilians on April 3rd who tried to escape jihadi-held territory in western Mosul, Iraq, reports the Kurdish Regional Security Council. As the Islamic State continues to be pushed out of its territory in Iraq, the jihadis have been known to systematically kill those caught trying to flee from its territories. Psalm 34:16 says, "The face of the Lord is against evildoers, to cut off the memory of them from the earth." Christians in India are being accused of forcibly converting people at a medical camp. Three of them were taken into custody by the police on Sunday. William Stark of International Christian Concern told The Worldview why these accusations were made.
In the most recent case we saw in Madhya Pradesh, there was a medical camp that Christians were running, and there was a complaint by one of the Hindu villagers that said they said to me that I would be healed if I believed in Jesus Christ. So his accusation basically said they were trying to induce me to convert to another religion, which wasn't the intention of the person that was sharing their faith.
Stark said that this was not a case of forced conversion, but radical Hindus often use the conversion laws to oppose Christ followers.
Unfortunately, now you're seeing more and more ultra-Hindu nationalists who, if you're out proselytizing or spreading the message or even handing out Bibles in public places, that can lead to you, one, being beaten, and then, two, being brought to a police station with the accusation that you're trying to forcibly convert people.
Stark said that sharing the Christian faith is not prohibited by law.
It is legal for an individual to share their faith with another person. Under India's constitution, I think it's Article 25, individuals have the right to freely believe, practice, and propagate a faith of their choosing, which propagate would seem to say you can share your faith with another person, whether they ask or not.
President Donald Trump said yesterday that North Korea is, quote, looking for trouble, unquote, and vowed to get the murderous regime of dictator Kim Jong-un under control with or without China's help. Trump sent the warning in a pair of tweets just days after he met with the Chinese president. Trump indicated a favorable trade deal could await China if they stepped up pressure on North Korea. Adding to tensions, the Wall Street Journal reported Tuesday that activity appeared to be taking place at a North Korean nuclear test site ahead of the April 15th anniversary of the communist country's founding. As Secretary of State Rex Tillerson prepared to meet with his counterpart in Moscow yesterday, the White House accused the Russian government of engaging in a cover-up of the chemical weapons attack last week by Syrian forces that prompted American missile strikes, reports the New York Times. In a declassified 4-page report that details United States intelligence on the chemical weapons attack and contains a point-by-point rebuttal of Moscow's claims, the White House asserted that the Syrian and Russian governments had sought to confuse the world community about the assault through disinformation and, quote, false narratives, unquote. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer sought to emphasize the depravity of Syria's use of chemical weapons on civilians during yesterday's briefing. But the way he did it, by crediting Adolf Hitler with a measure of restraint, struck many journalists as confusing and insensitive, reports the Washington Post.
We didn't use chemical weapons in World War II. You know, you had someone as despicable as Hitler who didn't even sink to using chemical weapons.
Spicer seemed to be suggesting that chemical weapons are so bad that even Hitler was not willing to use them. It was a bizarre argument, however, given Hitler's extensive use of poison gas to kill millions of Jews and others in gas chambers. When a reporter noted his comments were causing an uproar on social media, Spicer clarified.
I think when you come to sarin gas, he was not using the gas on his own people the same way that Assad is doing. I mean, there was clearly, I understand your point. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. There was not, he brought him into the to the Holocaust Center. I understand that. But I'm saying in the way that Assad used them, where he went into towns, dropped them down to innocent into the middle of towns, it was brought to it. So the use of it, I appreciate the clarification there. That was not the intent.
This was ostensibly an attempt to clarify his original remark, yet it was baffling in its own right, since Hitler did indeed gas his own people. Sean Spicer was not the only one who put his foot in his mouth yesterday. So did the United Airlines CEO. Stay tuned for the whole scoop with sound bites and a special report immediately following today's newscast. The man chosen to lead Justice Neil Gorsuch's swearing-in ceremony at the White House was none other than 80-year-old Justice Anthony Kennedy, nominated by President Reagan in 1988, who is rumored to be interested in retirement at the end of June. Bloomberg noted that while Kennedy sided with the four conservatives on overturning Obamacare and allowing for new campaign spending, he has been a dramatic disappointment to conservatives on the two key social issues. In 1992, Justice Kennedy co-wrote an opinion reaffirming the constitutional right to abortion, and to his shame, he wrote the 2015 ruling that legalized homosexual marriage nationwide. Neil Devins, a William & Mary Law School professor, said, quote, Kennedy leaving and being replaced by a Trump pick will almost certainly move the court to the right and perhaps make the court the most conservative court we have had since the 1930s, unquote. A total solar eclipse will cross the continental United States this summer, an event that has not happened in 100 years, reports WorldNetDaily.com. On August 21st, Americans will experience at least 60% of the sun being covered and the resulting semi-darkness. Those within about a 60-mile-wide diagonal line from the Pacific Northwest through South Carolina will see the sky go dark and feel the temperature drop. In some areas of the country, the darkness will last more than 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Moments like these still make many people think of God today. Pastor Mark Biltz, author of the new book, God's Daytimer, suggests God often uses celestial signs to send direct messages to the nations, such as a direct warning to the United States. Jeremiah 10:13 says, When he utters his voice, there is a tumult of waters in the heavens, and he causes the clouds to ascend from the end of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain, and brings out the wind from his storehouses. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, April 12th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. And now, as promised, another special report. United Airlines is in the midst of a public relations disaster. On Sunday, to make room for four airline employees, they bumped four passengers on United Express Flight 3411, which was flying from Chicago to Louisville, Kentucky. None of the four randomly selected passengers wanted to leave the flight, despite the offer to receive double the value of the flight, reports Fox News. When they were told they had no choice, three left voluntarily, but one man, Dr. David Dow, a 69-year-old Vietnamese-American immigrant who specializes in pulmonary disease, refused to leave the airplane and was forcibly removed by Chicago airport security.
What are you doing?
After hitting his head on an armrest across the aisle, he was dragged off unconscious. An eyewitness video of Dow being dragged and bloodied has gone viral, prompting air travelers to denounce United and call for a boycott through social media. United Airlines CEO Oscar Munoz issued a statement Monday to employees defending the airline's position, calling Dow, quote, disruptive and belligerent, unquote, even as some lawmakers called for an investigation into the incident. Later, Munoz issued this laughable statement, quote, I apologize for having to reaccommodate these customers, unquote. More than 120 million users of the Chinese social media app Weibo had viewed posts hashtagged United Forces passenger off plane, according to the South China Morning Post. Somehow, a little later, Dow made it back on the plane, bleeding from his mouth, and said this in a separate video.
I have to go home. Just kill me.
But perhaps the most bizarre wrinkle in the story was unearthed by the New York Post. Dow was arrested in 2003 after being accused of trading prescription drugs for sexual favors from a male patient he later hired. He denied paying for sex, but was charged with 98 felony drug counts for illegally prescribing and trafficking painkillers, including OxyContin and Percocet. Regardless of Dow's personal sins, the way United Airlines treated him has been described as, quote, brand suicide, unquote. This has been another special report. I'm Adam McManus. If you want the right worldview for your news, you'll want the right worldview for your children's education. That's why we've produced the Worldviews in Conflict curriculum for your teens. It's a curriculum that will equip them to engage the war of the worlds. Check it out at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.